you are a fan of Brandon Sanderson's work, whether we're talking the Mistborn saga, the Stormlight Archive, whatever it might be, there exists a book that I don't see a ton of people talk about on here that serves as a really nice connecting thread, but also a really great addition to those different worlds. And that book is Arcanum Unbounded, a collection of both novellas and shorter works by Sanderson set in the greater Cosmere. Feature a lot of the awesome magical systems we're both familiar and unfamiliar with from his work. And honestly, a book that outperformed my expectations by a lot going into it. I don't think it has the best marketing around what it actually is. I don't know if the title is the absolute best either when it comes to expressing what this book contains. But regardless of all that, there's a lot to be had.
Each individual story within the collection also has these really convenient spoiler warnings that list which books of Sanderson's might be spoiled if you read ahead. So you can always revisit these works if you haven't quite caught up with Sanderson's writing.
This book encompasses 6 worlds within Sanderson's universe, the Cosmere, and features 9 shorter works of fiction. One of them is a sort of follow-up to Elantris, which is a really great book by Sanderson that sort of stands alone right now and is one of my recommendations to people who are trying to get into Sanderson or want a book that is a standalone to read for the first time by him. And then there's one other story set in that same world. There's also 3 total stories set in the same world that Mistborn is set in, Scadrial, great graphic novel excerpt called White Sand, which is a nice change of pace from Sanderson's usual stuff, a short story centered around bounty hunters, which was very enthralling, a story set on an island, which felt like a very different setting from what Sanderson is usually working with, and then finally, probably the most popular work from this that I didn't even realize was in this book until I looked at the table of contents, Edge Dancer, which finds itself situated in the Stormlight Archive, and I find to be pretty necessary, not entirely required, but very necessary reading. And since this is a collection of almost 10 stories, it would take me a while to get into all of them, but I would say a few stood out more than others, with the caveat that I read Edge Dancer a couple years ago, so I didn't reread it this time. I think my primary highlights would be Allomancer Jack, which I don't know if Sanderson has written a more fun story, both in its subject matter and its characters, but also the way it's narrated. Sixth of Dusk was also awesome. Again, that's that island story, which felt like a nice change of pace from his usual stuff. But more than anything, I think this book is worth reading alone for Mistborn's secret history. Honestly, if I get into it at all or talk about any of the details, I'll pretty much immediately spoil a number of different things from the Cosmere and from the story itself. But yeah, Mistborn's secret history, worth the price of admission alone. I had a lot of fun reading this, much more fun than I thought I would, and I think all Sanderson fans should check this out.